a large sum of money that could be used many other places. Athena is facing large-scale unemployment. We are 90% dependent upon tourism. And everybody I know has no job this summer, most likely. I would like to see this money be used in other places. I understand that may not be the scope of this organization, but it is irresponsible to move forward with allocating this money for anything regarding a road to Ambler. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Sherry, who's next on the...
Lois Hewer.
My name is Melissa Boyer. My name is Melissa Boyer. I'm with the River Coalition. We're based in Alkeetna, Alaska. I'm the executive director of the organization, and we represent more than 14,000 Alaskans and businesses who are suffering economically during this unknown time of crisis. I'm commenting on the proposed $35 million transfer from the state revolving fund to a private fund intended for the proposed Ambler Road. I encourage the board to cancel the vote on this transfer. This proposal is a gross misuse of power and an inexcusable action to take during this time. Budget allocations of this size should be approved by the legislature, and especially in a time of crisis, these funds should be used to help Alaskans. These funds can provide vital support to Alaskan businesses and should not be used as a hidden, should not be used for this purpose right now, especially not under the auspices of a crisis to support a project like Ambler, which is in no way affected by timing connected to this COVID outbreak we're all dealing with. I encourage you to cancel this and use this money more appropriately to help actual Alaskans in crisis right now.
Thank you. Who's next?
Patricia Gadicke.
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia Gadicke, and I'm the owner of Inukuk Lake Wilderness Lodge. We're located on Inukuk Lake in the Brooks Range, just a few miles from our little proposal. You probably have no idea who I am, since none of you have reached out to the businesses in the region the proposal will destroy. Inukuk Lodge has been in business for over 45 years. I've been there the whole time, building a successful, sustainable tourism business in the middle of nowhere on land that's been taken care of by Native people for thousands of years. With proper leadership, ADA can help Alaska through these tough times. You should help Alaska through these tough times. We're faced with an insurmountable economic tsunami as tourism, fishing, and oil are crippled by this pandemic. Instead, you're using the pandemic for profiteering in a way to dodge proper financial vetting. It highlights how poorly planned out this proposal is. Those of us who live and eat and breathe the Brooks Range are watching you, and we're asking all Alaskans to watch you. You don't appear to care about the local villagers, business owners, or the last free-ranging caribou in the United States. So I'll try to appeal to your executive self-preservation. What you're proposing will have legal implications collectively and individually. I will do my best to make sure of that. Your profiteering attitudes are threatening the air we breathe, the fish we eat, the villages we live among, and the businesses we have labored a lifetime to sustain. Stop your greedy, grubbing tactics and start working for the people of Alaska. Thank you.
Sherry, who do we have up next?
Rachel Gadicke.
Thank you. My name is Rachel Gadicke. I am an Alaskan born in Fairbanks and raised in the Brooks Range, just a few miles from the proposed Ambler Road. I currently live in Anchorage, and I am adamant providing $35 million to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund for the proposed Ambler Road. Mr. The attorney for the calling in will address the blatant disregard for our Alaska State Constitution, among other legal and ethical atrocities. A lifelong Alaskan, I so call to say shame on you. Shame on you for taking advantage of Alaskans during what will likely be one of the worst social and economic catastrophes Alaska has ever seen. It concerns me greatly to see the complete lack of awareness that ADA has for the negative social this will bring to the people of the Solas and Koyukuk Valleys. Studies show that when mines are built, the communities closest suffer from increased rates of alcoholism, domestic violence, and sexual assault. The villages in proximity to this proposed road and this potential mine do not have the resources to support the influx of miners, truckers, and potential man camps that will follow. To continue to dump money into this project, especially in the midst of public health and economic crisis created by COVID-19, is despicable. Alaska has hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses closed to protect our community from the spread of this virus. Alaskans need these funds to provide vital support to the large-scale unemployment crisis we are facing, we will face for the entire summer, if not farther. Not, and I repeat, not to support outside mining interests. Thank you.
Thank you. Sherry, who's next?
Erica Carroll.
I will not comment at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Nicole Schmidt.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Nicole Schmidt. I'm the Executive Director of Alaska Wildlife Alliance. We represent hundreds of members across the state who are Alaskans who are interested in preserving wildlife, habitat, and subsistence rights and are extremely concerned about the Amber Road in general, but also the actions before this board today. I'm an Alaskan who's worked at small businesses in Kenai and Anchorage and my own consulting business in Anchorage. And respectfully, I find it unacceptable that the state is considering pulling tens of millions of dollars away from the local businesses who are truly struggling during this crisis and instead funneling it to multinational corporations who have no long-term investment in Alaska. And that's been a problem with this road project all along. The total cost of building and operating and maintaining this project is expected between, $844 and $906 million. And if those mines go bankrupt, then the state and Alaskans are going to be on the hook. And so this has been a risky investment in any economic situation, but it's especially exacerbated by the fact that mining stocks are plummeting, and we have thousands of small and medium-sized business owners who really need this aid. And the Alaska Economic Stabilization Team was wise to recommend ADA as one of the key state agencies who can manage short-term financing for these small and medium-sized businesses, Alaskan businesses, and that's who needs the priority right now, not these multinational corporations. And I'd just like to finally say that in addition to advocating against this transfer of funds to Ambler, which is, again, respectfully egregious, I also encourage the state and federal review processes for all of these major infrastructure projects. Especially this should be halted because this really is an unprecedented time in our history, and people are rightfully concerned about their family's health and all these other uncertainties. And to move forward with a project as precarious as this one, especially in such a rush project with limited availability for the public to participate, would be unwise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Carey.
Hello, thank you. Yes, I'm generally familiar with some of the villages, people from the villages in those areas, and they've been for years, a decade or more, opposed to the concept of the Amber Road. I'm referring to Huslia, Hughes, Allakakit, Shumak, and Koba. And from what I understood in earlier discussion, the idea was if the road were built, they would pay tolls per truck for bringing the ore out from there. The mining companies historically have paid very little until they lost their taxes. And this is a really an absurd proposition to go ahead and build a road on the idea that some mines would be successful and would never be able to pay for itself. I never heard the development numbers that one of the previous callers had made either, but it's really a bizarre idea, and I agree with other callers saying that we need this funding for Alaskan small business relief in a creative way or in a fair way. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Scott Fell.
Hi. This project, the Amber Road project, is really a capital project and should be the legislature for approval. And the appearance of Ava using the Corona's emergency as an opportunity to move $35 million into that project without public vetting, and this reflects very badly on Ava, and really really recommend you run it through the legislature, especially at this time when we're under a lot of financial stress as a state, and you need to publicly get a little bit different capital costs.
Scott, who do we have next?
Hi, Mr. Chen, Jeff Chen.
Jeff, do you have a comment?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Now we got you.
Well, thanks for having us on this call. My name is Jeff Chen. I'm an Alaskan resident, and I live in Anchorage. I'm opposed to providing $35 million our industrial development fund to pay for field work, design, and permitting of the Amber Road. That money should be spent on Alaskan businesses, families, and on our Alaska healthcare system that's struggling to battle our current pandemic. The global health crisis should not be seen as an opportunity to disregard public process or our community's needs for private industry profits. The federal review processes for major infrastructure projects should be halted during this unprecedented time in our history. And when people are regularly concerned about their family's health and other uncertainties caused by this pandemic, this is not the time to move forward with unwanted projects in near secrecy. I work in the healthcare industry, and I know the immense and immediate need for state government funds. State government funds to currently go towards keeping people safe, healthy, well-fed, and providing more tests. And in addition to that, if local tribes and people are opposed to the Amber Road project, that means that our industrial development fund does not have consent to move forward. So I urge the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to listen to Alaskans and to the Northwest tribes and to halt this project from irresponsibly and disrespectfully moving ahead. Thanks.
Thank you.
Julia Mickley.
Yes, my name is Julia Mickley. I'm a field researcher, guide, and firefighter in Alaska. I represent many in my respective fields who do not want this road. There are many resolutions opposing it. Please, focus on the public needs. Focus money where they will benefit the people. That's the role of a leader. Do not put more money into this project. Thank you.
Those are all the names that I was able to understand online. Is there another person wishing to make a public comment?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going in, and I'd like to make a public comment.
Your name?
Pardon me? Christina Edwin.
Okay, Christina.
Go ahead, Christina.
Hi, my name is Christina Edwin, and I'm an Alaskan resident and live in on the lands of the Dene Ina people, also known as Anchorage, Alaska. I'm opposed to providing $35 million to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund to pay for fieldwork, design, and permitting of the Amber Road. That money should be spent on Alaskan businesses and families who currently need it. Right now, we have a global health crisis and all of our communities, especially Arctic communities, need state funding and local support for the response to this global pandemic for healthcare needs, and we can need to halt state and federal review processes for major infrastructure projects during this time, and people and their families are already tasked with trying to respond to this on top of our global climate, changing our ability to access our lands and water and clean air. So this project being pushed forward in a time of global pandemic, especially in communities that lack internet, who probably don't even know that this is happening right now because this is over a phone call. And, you know, this type of thing needs to be halted. Thank you. Anna Busby.
Okay, and the next person, your name?
Hi, this is Erica Lawson. Can you hear me?
Yes, Erica Lawson.
Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
Thank you, Erica.
I live at Denali Park. I'm calling because I am opposed to providing these funds to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund to pay for fieldwork design and permitting of the Ambler Road. This is at a time when small Alaska businesses are truly struggling and fearing for their future. For example, here at Denali, where I live, local businesses are leasing the summer tourist season without any significant income. And it's appalling that the state is taking funds which could be used to directly support Alaskans through this period of uncertainty and instead choosing to provide support for multinational corporations pushing a project that local communities don't want and would do further harm to our land, economy, and people. Taking this action under the cover of a global pandemic is shameful. Do not transfer these funds. Thank you.
Thank you, Erica. The next person.
Hi, this is Solaris Calisto. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, but I didn't get your name.
Solaris, S-O-L-A-R-I-S. Calisto.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to quickly read an excerpt from a letter from the Trustees of Alaska. ADA's actions would be directly contrary to the state of the Alaska State Constitution and the Executive Budget Act. The Alaska Constitution vests the Alaska Legislature with the authority to appropriate funds, and both the Constitution and Executive Budget Act outline the procedures and steps that must take place for there to be valid appropriations. The Executive Budget Act specifically states that the actions of agencies are limited by executive decisions of the governor and appropriations by the legislature. The approval of the funding for Ambler Road would need to occur through an appropriations process by the legislature and are done pursuant to a detailed process outlined in the statute. That has not occurred here. Ambler Road and the permitting process of the road is a capital project and is funded to the state capital budget. The Ambler Road project is a capital appropriation stem, and ADA cannot increase funding for this project without approval, regardless of the source of that funding. Funds for the project are subject to appropriation by the legislature, not ADA. Because ADA has been unable to secure funding for the Ambler Road project through the legislature and the capital budget process, it is now attempting to make an end run around that authority of the legislature by unilaterally appropriating money from its revolving fund to this project. Resolution would transfer $35 million from ADA's revolving fund to the Arctic Industrial Development. However, ADA's action would be directly at odds with the purpose of that fund, which is targeted at providing financing for Arctic projects, i.e. loans. ADA is not proposing to provide financing under that program. It is making what amounts to a capital budget expenditure without legislative approval for oversight. ADA, in fact, has no current plan for repayment of this money to the state, nor does ADA have an approved operation or financial plan in place for this project. It is inappropriate and contrary to state law for ADA to single-handedly appropriate these funds towards the Ambler Road. It also violates ADA's secondary duty to the state and the people of Alaska to manage funds in a responsible manner, especially at a time when the state is in a crisis financially and due to the current pandemic. And I think I'll stop there. By the way, I am with the Northern Alaska, I am the Clean Water and Mining Manager for the Northern Alaska Environmental Center.
Thank you. Is anybody else?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
I didn't get your name.
Hayden Neville. It's H-A-Y-D-E-N. Last name N-E-V-I-L-L.
Thank you, Hayden. Go ahead.
Hi, so I'm an Alaska resident. I live in Fairbanks, and I'm representing myself. And like the other callers, I'm opposed to providing $35 million to the development fund for the Ambler Road. And I'd just like to speak to the board members, but like, I really appreciate your serving on the board and looking out for our state. And I had a little bit of a hair on fire moment when I read that this meeting was happening today. And these funds are going to be transferred in this way. This is the time when we as Alaskans come together and do the stuff that we know needs to happen to take care of immediate needs, to make sure the business is safe, afloat, people are able to feed their families, people are able to keep their houses. This Amber Road proposal is not the way Alaskans treat each other during a pandemic. So I ask you to please ditch this and get on to the business that's going to really help Alaskans. Thank you.
Thank you, Hayden. Is there anybody else online?
Yes. My name is Philip Moser. I'm ready to testify if possible.
And how do you spell your first name?
P-H-I-L-L-I-T.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, my name is Philip Moser. I live in Juneau, Alaska. I was born and raised here, and I'm acutely aware of and invested in making sure that our state stays viable, both in terms of in economic development and in the ecology. I'm opposed to providing $35 million to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund. Ambler Road isn't what we should be spending money on right now. It's not supporting businesses that are struggling, and it's railroading into a project that we can't afford to railroad through right now. Right now, with this global health crisis, with this pandemic, we do need to all be coming together. We do need to be supporting local businesses. However, a project like this does need to be halted. The state and federal review processes for major infrastructure projects need time to breathe. Right now, when we're all hunkering down, and I'm really afraid that if this goes through, it's going to be an unrecoverable mistake that is going to be taking money away from small businesses and from people that really need it. Please halt this project. Please give us time to go through the proper processes. Please spend this $35 million somewhere else right now, because we really need it in other places. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next person.
Okay. Not
hey, Giles.
Hi, Giles.
I want to make a statement here before the next people talk. I assume the resolution is online. Share it. So I want to direct everybody online's attention to section 3 of the resolution, and I'm going to read it just so everybody understands what we're going to talk about tomorrow. The resolution does not authorize expenditures from the Infrastructure Development Fund for the Ambler Road until further action by the board is required for authority to expend money for the Arctic Infrastructure Fund. So, just so everybody understands, the resolution before us that we're discussing does not authorize any spending out of the Arctic Infrastructure Fund. Just want to make sure everybody understands that. And it's on Section 3 on Resolution G20-11. With that, who's next up?
Peg Tyerson.
Go ahead, Peg.
And that's T-I-L-E-S-T-O-N.
Thank you.
I'm a 48-year resident of Anchorage, and I strongly oppose the resolution. I understand the language that was just read, but I think the resolution itself needs to be set aside so that there's no confusion in terms of what is being proposed. We all know that sometimes things can slip through, and I'm not accusing you of doing that, but the fact that this is an emergency meeting certainly raises a lot of red flags. at a time when Alaska businesses and citizens are struggling to deal with the drastic economic and societal effects of the pandemic that we're facing, Alaska's precarious fiscal situation, this is a very inappropriate use of funds, even though it may be not spelled out in your resolution. I do find the using an emergency meeting particularly annoying, and it gives the impression that you're trying to rush this through. I do thank you for the opportunity to express my opposition, and hope you have a good day and a good meeting tomorrow.
Thank you.
Would the next person who wishes to talk please spell your name?
Jack Rekoff, Rekoff.
Thank you, Ms.
I would like to thank the board for the opportunity to speak on Resolution G20-11. Paragraph 3 does not address why the need to put the $35 million into the Arctic Access Road. The Administrative Procedure Act is under the Administrative Procedure Act, and I'll remind the board that these short notice meetings, with public barely being able to keep up with what you're doing, is a violation of statute. I want to compare the Ambler Road to the Hall Road. The Hall Road was built by the Oilers Street. They designed the road, they paid for all of that stuff, and then gave that road to the state of Alaska. Nobody paid them to do anything. Nobody designed anything for them. The small businesses are struggling in Alaska. There's a lot of businesses that are scattered throughout the road systems of Alaska that would much more tend to loans to support their hardship right now. Cantwell, Healy, Tope, Delta, Northway, Coldfoot. The marine highway system, there are some real needs for transportation in Alaska, and this planning work that $35 million is going into the slush fund for is still approximately $27 million short. It was reported in the newspaper that your board meeting this winter that it was going to cost, quote, north of $100 million. You spent $28 so far. You throw another $35 out, you're still approximately $27 or more under. You haven't even finished the planning work yet. This administration has nothing to do with the COVID-19 and small business relief under the Alaska State Program. I want the board to understand the public is very unhappy with even considering putting the $35 million into the Arctic transportation system. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the next person wishing to speak please spell your name?
This is Tom Meacham. My name is spelled M-E-A-C-H-A-M, and I'm a resident of Alaska in Anchorage since 1967. And I'm very opposed to the hurried, slapdash, apparent speed with which this emergency allocation has been taken up. I think it's very inappropriate for the consideration of funding the planning expenses for the Ambler Road, and for the reasons that Mr. Rekoff stated, I think the board needs to look at the requirements of the Administrative Procedure Act to determine whether action you take today or tomorrow on this resolution would be legal or would be subject to a challenge. And so, for those reasons, I urge that you not allocate funds which could go for COVID-19 alleviating the impact on Alaskans all over the state. That's no excuse to take this up for the Arctic Access or Ambler Road at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the next person wishing to speak please spell your name?
This is Margaret. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I didn't get your name.
My name is Margaret, M-A-R-G-I, Dashevsky, D-A-S-H, A-Z-S-K-Y. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, Griffin Fairbanks, living in Anchorage, and calling to close the amendment and the proposed $35 million for the Ambler Road, especially in this time of public global health emergency. This money should be instead directed to the needs of our healthcare system. So this is such a pivotal time for our Alaskan community. We need a strong COVID response, and there are much better places for these precious funds to be allocated to address this crisis. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else online wishing to speak?
Hello, this is Sarah Obed, S-A-R-A-H-O-B-E-D.
Thank you.
I confirm that you can hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I am calling on behalf of Doyon Limited. As a representative of Doyon Limited, I wanted to remind the board that ADA has not entered into any kind of negotiations or requested any kind of permit with Doyon to cross Doyon land. And I also wanted to point out that we expect BLM to issue their right-of-way across BLM land tomorrow, and all three of the routes that were considered by the BLM cross some portion of Doyon land. And so I think it might be a little bit premature to send money on the Ambler Road without those negotiations taking place first. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else?
Yes, this is Wayne Jenkins, A-E-N-K-I-N-S. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to thank the ADA board for their work, and I hope you're all keeping yourselves safe from the pandemic. I'm the co-director of the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association, and I would like to share our position on the Ambler Road with you via a resolution that we passed in 2018. Whereas the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association works on behalf of consistent commercial fishing families within the Alaskan and Canadian Yukon River Drainage who depend on wild salmon for subsistence and commercial fishery. And whereas we have an interest in the preservation of our land, cultures, and people, and whereas the 211-mile proposed road will cross 2,900 streams, 11 major rivers, 1,700 acres of wetland, and these waters are habitat for whitefish, sheepfish, salmon, pike, burbot, grayling, and more. And whereas mining activities and practices may threaten the long-term viability of the Yukon River wild salmon and other fish stock by allowing pollution and degradation of vital stream habitat. And whereas clean water for spawning and rearing is of vital importance for wild salmon and other fish that provide for subsistence and commercial harvest. And whereas our elders have taught us to think beyond the present and to measure the effect into the future for our future generations. And whereas we guarantee our way of life and culture will continue for future generations. And whereas the state of Alaska keeps noble pride in the industrial road of the Ambler Mining District, Resmont, for mere financial gain, poses new threats to us, the bad, and our subsistence resources, and the people themselves. Whereas those mining companies are exploring for sulfide metals, which will create acid that will result in toxic heavy metal polluting our lands and water. Whereas the road and mines will impact water quality, caribou, sheepfish, and other subsistence that we depend on for our very survival. Whereas our elders have held steadfast against this road development for multiple generations, asserting their inherent rights and our way of life. And whereas the Tribal Council of the following sovereign Alaskan nations passed resolutions against the proposed Ambler access road: Allakaket, Evansville, Uslia, Hobart, Isuk, Loudoun, Rampart, Ruby, plus the city government of Evansville and the West Federal Regional Advisory Board. Whereas the petition submitted to the Bureau of Land Management has 200,000 opposing the Ambler Access Road, and many other organizations have opposed it. Now, therefore, be it resolved that GERSA opposes the proposal to the Ambler Mining District. And I would like to thank you for listening to our testimony and all the rest of the good folks that are sharing their thoughts on this very controversial topic.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that wishes to make a public comment?
Yes. Hi. My name is
Hannah Atkinson, H-E-K-I-N-S-O-N. I'm an Alaskan resident and I live in Crossview. I'm opposed to providing $35 million to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund to pay for Ambler Road. Money should be spent on Alaskan businesses and families who need it, and people in the Northwest Arctic region are opposed to this and don't feel that the EIS process has given them a voice in the process, so there's more work that needs to be done there. Thanks.
Thank you. Next.
Hello. My name is Janelle Carl, J-A-N-T-L-L-E-C-A-R-L. I am an Alaskan resident and I live in Bethel, Alaska. I am opposed to providing $35 million to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund to pay for fieldwork, design, and permitting of the Ambler Road. That money should be spent on Alaskan businesses and families who currently need it.
Is that all, Janelle?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else?
Hello, this is Alex. Hi. Yeah, this is Alex Johnson, A-L-E-X-J-O-H-N. And I'm speaking as president of Anchorage, as well as the Alaska Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association. I've already spoken to the board and in previous meetings regarding NPCA's concerns around the Ambler Road, specifically impacts to the Western Arctic caribou herd and the other subsistence resources that the people within the region depend upon for their way of life. We also urge to cancel the vote on resolution 320-11. As an Alaska resident, I strongly believe that that $35 million could be spent to continue to follow up with the Alaska Economic Response Team's recommendations and support small and medium business right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Is there anybody else?
Yes, my name is Diane Cryer, C-R-Y-E-R,
and
I am a Alaska resident of the Spanish Chihuahua. I am a small business owner, and I also work for an Alaska business. A lot of people also are in a situation where they either do their own business and or work for another Alaska state business. But specifically in that range of people that have shut down because of the coronavirus, we're no longer allowed to work because of the nature of our work and closeness with the public. And so our income has been stopped at this point. So I feel like the appropriation of funds that you guys are in charge of needs to be focused on people like me who are probably because of the COVID-19 situation, and I'd like to just ask you guys to really focus on the people here in Alaska who are needing this kind of help. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to make a public comment?
Yes, I am.
Please spell your name.
Joan, J-O-A-N.
Fine. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Joan Plant, and I'm a resident of Fairbanks, and I am a small business owner, and I'm also a health care provider. I am called in because I'm very concerned that this is a very short-sighted view of how to use Alaskan money that is claiming to do on public health and protecting public health providers and health care organizations and having that money available in case our state needs it related to those problems instead of looking at building a road for a Canadian mining company. It seems short-sighted and it's not prudent to send the money in a couple of
Hold on a minute.
Excuse me. People on the line, please mute phone. I think somebody put us on hold. We can't hear the speakers over the music or the televisions.
If it doesn't quit, I will discontinue the public comment section.
I feel like we need to save any kind of money like that to be used for building structures that may be needed to deal with the health care of Alaskans and getting personal equipment. I have children who are in the health care providers, and they are both saying they are not the adequate health care safety equipment, nor are their tests. And to me, this is not a good time to get at the spending of money in that way. So I would ask you to forego this project for now. It is not a reasonable time to be looking for. And thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I hope you will respect the wishes of the majority of Alaskans who I think will put public health before any kind of building of a road for a native mining company and save our resources for Alaskans. Thank you.
I remind everybody, if you're going to speak, we need to know if you have an affiliation. Thank you.
Are there any other persons online wishing to make a comment?
Yes, Nancy.
Could you please spell your name?
All right, there's still background noise from someone's phone. If it doesn't go away, I will close the public comment section.
Go ahead, ma'am. Spell your name.
My name is Michelle Rizal, and I would like to get the data board to take public comments and I'm running on the last resident who was here on the line. However, one of them gave the wife name of her spring. I'm opposed to buying $35 million to audit industrial partners. Including a billboard to buy and cement in of the Amber Road. That money should be spent on the last business in the family. Certainly needed, especially in the health and economic crisis. I am also a business owner, and it is unacceptable. It is what is called the national program to protect the local businesses for growth struggling during the crisis. Committees and leaders are opposed to the proposal of the local health and not to see an opportunity. Just regard public process.
Thank you. It sounds like someone's got a television on. If you do, please turn it off.
Chairman Bruce, this is Julie.
Hold on a
minute.
Before
we go on to anyone.
Who's got a television on? Television or radio, one or the other. All right. How many, anybody else left to testify? Hearing none, I'm closing the public section. Comment section. Thank you.
Hello?
I'm going to new business now. Cut the, would you cut that, would you cut the, I can't hear it. Board member, that brings us to item number six.
They can't hear us.
That brings us to the next item, which is, item number six, executive session. I'll take a motion for that.
Mr.
Prince,
this is Nancy Wainwright.
I will take a motion for executive session.
This is Bill Kendrick. I move the board enter an executive session to discuss financial matters and information related to emergency regulations related to aid programs of Blue Crest Energy, Blood Bank of Alaska, Alaska State Program, Arctic Infrastructure Development Program.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
This is Albert Vogel. I second.
Thank you.